And the question is concerning the jinn. Did they believe in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the messengers before? And is Hajj ordained upon them? And if so, where do they perform the Hajj? The answer is that the jinn, without any doubt, are legally responsible to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that from them are the Muslims and the kafirs, the righteous, and who is other than that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Jinn, verse 11, وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ كُنَّا تَرَائِقَ قِدَدًا. There are among us some that are righteous and some the contrary. We are groups, each having a different way. And also they said in Surah Al-Jinn, verses 14 and 15, وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدًا وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. And of us, some are Muslims, and of us, some are qasitun, disbelievers, those who have deviated from the right path. And whosoever has embraced Islam, then such have sought the right path. And as for the qasitun, they shall be fired for hell, shall be firewood for hell. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatched a group of jinn to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they listened to the Quran recited, and they believed in it, and they returned to their people as callers to Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verses 29 to 31. قال الله تعالى وإذ صرفنا إليك نفرا من الجن يستمعون القرآن فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا فلما قضي ولوا إلى قومهم منذرين قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم وَيُجِرْكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And remember when we sent towards you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, نفراً 3 to 10 persons of the jinns, quietly listening to the Qur'an, when they stood in the presence thereof, they said, listen in silence. And when it was finished, they returned to their people as warners. They said, O our people, verily we have heard a book, meaning the Qur'an, sent down after Musa, after Moses, confirming what came before it. It guides to the truth and to a straight path, that is Islam. Our people respond with obedience to Allah's caller and believe in him. He, Allah, will forgive you of your sins and will save you from a painful torment. And whosoever does not respond to Allah's caller, he cannot escape on earth, and there will be no awliya, supporters or helpers for him besides Allah. Those are in manifest error. And this indicates that the jinn believed in the previous messengers, and that they knew their books. Is that clear from the verses? Is that clear to you? Because they said, as in the verse up there, verse 30, كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. Right? We have heard the book sent down after Musa, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, confirming what came before it. يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. It guides to the truth and to a straight path, meaning Islam. And it is affirmed from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he honored a delegation of jinn, those who came to him, by saying to them, لَكُمْ كُلُّ عَظْمٍ ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَجِدُونَهُ أَوْفَرَ مَا يَكُونُ لَحْمًا. وكل بارة فهي علف لدوابكم, as in the hadith reported in Sahih Muslim. Every bone on which the name of Allah is recited is your provision. The time it will fall in your hand, it would be covered with flesh, and the dung of the camels is fodder for your animals. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ forbade the istijmar, using the idham. Istijmar, cleaning the private places with bones, the istijmar with stones, or in this case the Prophet ﷺ forbade the istijmar using the bones for this reason, and also the istijmar using the dung. And he said, إِنَّ الْعِظَامِ, the bones, زَادُوا إِخْوَانِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ, the bones are the provisions for your brothers from the jinn. And it's apparent that they are responsible, legally responsible, as Allah, in those matters which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made the ins, mankind, legally responsible, especially the foundations, like the five pillars. And their hajj, therefore, is like the hajj of the ins. The hajj of the jinn is like the hajj of the ins, of mankind, time-wise and place-wise. Although they may differ from the ins, the humans, in the kind of worship, which does not fit their conditions. In that sense, it is different from the responsibility given or required from the humans. This is the answer. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم, وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.